brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a big broadcast lined up for you today. He hadn't been on with us in over a month. Dr. Jerome Corsi will be joining us in the third hour to discuss how the mainstream media continues to claim that there's no such thing as a NAU, Napa Superhighway, Trans-Texas Corridor. Doesn't matter. They're building it, announcing it. The federal documents show they've signed on to the agreements. Business owners from Texas to California are being sent. We even have just a few employees. Letters by their workforce commissions, their departments of labor, from the feds through the states telling them you've got to sign on to the North American ID system, replacing the U.S. employer system. It's all happening, but we can continue to see this massive denial. So that's coming up in the third hour. We get him on about once a year or so when he has a new book out. We're going to be talking to Patrick J. Buchanan today, Day of Reckoning, How Hubris, Ideology, and Greed Are Tearing America Apart. We're also going to get his take on the Ron Paul revolution. So more big guests coming up on the broadcast for you today. Speaking of the North American Union, Wall Street Journal today, Senate approval of Peru Pact aids Bush's free trade agenda. When you hear free trade, that means the American Union expanding out of the North American Union, as Vicente Fox has said it is meant to do, as the Council on Foreign Relations has said it was meant to do. You know, last week in Florida, even the mainstream news reported, St. Petersburg newspaper and others, that Romney people were allowed to vote as many times as they wanted. No one else was allowed to. Five-year-olds voted. Some people voted on video. They didn't care. 15 times apiece, one person did, for Romney. And so Ron Paul was winning 2-1, but then the Romney people showed up on buses with unlimited tickets and were able to do that. Then Ron Paul won in Virginia because they had a fair poll. Well, now in San Francisco, the GOP has canceled the straw poll because as scores of Ron Paul supporters showed up, and there really wasn't many other people showing up, the GOP sponsors just canceled it. I mean, look at all this corruption. Oh, no, the government and different parties, they would never steal elections. They would never cheat. They would never. Let's just trust these black boxes with no record of how you voted, with the different engineers from the major companies going public and saying they were hired to engage in fraud, and the thousands of cases where they've been caught engaged in fraud, and their own internal memos, and their own directors publicly saying, I'm here to deliver the votes to this person or that person. I mean, it's just wall to wall corruption and fake FEMA newscast and fake INS slash ICE Homeland Security press conferences and fake news purchases in the tens of billions. I mean, just a rain of propaganda spew. But it's easily discernible from the real and accurate news that's out there. Even a lot of mainstream news is accurate if you go know how to check the basis, the background, integrate it with other alternative reports. But the big nightly reports, the big news you hear, the big officialdom, the front page type stuff is generally government paid for propaganda or spin. I should do a whole show sometime on how to identify it, how to track it down, how to test it. But it's really a knowledge you gain, too. And even when you're an expert in this, you occasionally get hoodwinked. But it's good to just know this stuff is going on. Got a bunch of other news. Is the ex-Canadian Prime Minister the next 9/11 truther? We'll talk about that as well and more on the former Italian president coming out and saying 9/11 is a big fat inside job. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yesterday, thanks to a listener tip, we picked up on the one of the major Italian newspapers, well, actually several of them, that the former president had gone public and said that 9/11 was an inside job. And then I had my wife look at it, whose dad worked for the agriculture department, so she lived in France, she lived in Spain, she also lived in Italy, so she speaks good Italian. Side issue, the point is that she went and read it and said, yeah, he indeed says that. And then they posted it on a bunch of message boards, a bunch of news sites picked it up. A lot of the people are saying this is fake, it isn't real. Babelfish is wrong, because they were using Babelfish to decipher it, and it did indeed in Babelfish say that he was saying that it was an inside job. And now a bunch of other big sites have had people translate it into the exact same translation we got. He did say it, and that's just the way it is. People are in continual denial about any serious news. I remember when we first got the PBS video of Larry Silverstein saying that they gave the order to pull it and watch the building come down. The next clip in the film is them destroying the other buildings months later and going, getting ready to pull building six, and then they blow it up. And pull is a demolition term. There have been news articles done where engineers have called 30, 40 companies and emailed them and gotten them to respond. What does pullet mean? And that means controlled demolition. I mean, folks are going to deny this. Folks are going to deny this. The White House is now saying they never said Iraq had WMDs. Doesn't matter how many video clips, how many audio clips, how many presidential addresses, how many states of the unions, how many press conferences by then Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, they're just saying they never said it. Remember, Karl Rove said that we control reality, i.e. the White House. We control the future. We are the history's actors. And everyone else is just spectators. Well, we don't have to be spectators anymore. We don't have to go along with this. When they say the amnesty bill isn't an amnesty bill, but it's secret, just trust us, and then we get a copy of the bill, and it's the biggest amnesty in U.S. history, they've now been discredited again. When they come out and say there's no longer mercury in vaccines, and then Bush vetoes a bill trying to legally block mercury in vaccines, they're discredited again. When they say there's no NAFTA superhighway structure being built, when it's on the Federal Transportation Department's own websites and announcements for 5 years running, the Trans-Texas Corridor for at least 5-6 years been announced in Texas, thousands of places. I mean, can you believe CNN gets up there and just says it doesn't exist, Ron Paul's delusional and just makes things up and is insane? So I really welcome the wholesale denial by the establishment, because it isn't working anymore. People are finding out that you're a pack of liars. But again, ex-Italian president, intel agencies know 9/11, an inside job, man who blew the whistle on Gladio tells Italy's largest newspaper attacks were run by CIA Mossad. You can see our translation there on the site, and you can then go to Daily Kos and the Huffington Post, everywhere else, they have the same thing. But again, my wife lived in Italy for 6 years. She speaks fluent Italian. And actually, Paul's first translation of it using translation programs was not strong enough. He fingered Israel even stronger, ladies and gentlemen, than we had first said. We just translated it to say that all the intelligence agencies know that U.S. intelligence and the Mossad carried out the attacks to launch wars in the Middle East. He actually goes on to say the U.S., the Mossad, for the Zionists. So it's very volatile, very incendiary. We're just reporting on what this highly respected seven-year, that's a long time for an Italian politics, former president, also former intelligence chief, is saying. So there was a double statement on Israel, not a single. So it was worse than what we said. Excuse me, we always, at first, don't get it as bad as it actually is. Excuse us for trying to decipher it and do that for everybody. Here is the translation, word for word, from Italian into English, okay? By my wife. And then when others did it, it was exactly. When other Italian websites responded, and when it was translated, word for word, exactly as we said. Okay? Bin Laden supposedly confessed to the Al-Qaeda September attack to the Two Towers in New York, claiming to be the author of the attack of 9/11. While all the intelligence services of America and Europe know well that the disastrous attack had been planned and realized from the CIA, American, and the Mossad with the aid of the Zionist world in order to put under accusation the Arabic countries and in order to induce the Western powers to take part in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, that is the exact translation out of Italian. But the government is not even officially denying this. They're having their moles and disinfo people still run around from Dig to you name it, saying he didn't say that. Now, he's gone public before about the U.S. government in conjunction with the Italian government staging terror attacks in Operation Gladio across Europe and Italy in the 1960s, 70s, and culminating in the Bologna bombing in 1980. And an official Italian parliamentary inquiry in 2000 officially found that intelligence agencies of the West staged the terror attacks, just as he said in 1992. Okay, he's the guy that broke that. He'd been the intelligence chief before that and had come into power right when, as intelligence chief, right when the Bologna situation happened. He internally, from the experts we've had on, all the books have been written, the news articles we've covered, said that's enough. But then he did say, well, I'm guilty too because I didn't expose this at first. You know, he put an end to it, but he certainly... people say, well, why would he do that? Because some people have a soul, ladies and gentlemen, and it was just too much to watch all those dead children and women at Bologna. Well, it was 144 killed at that event. It's all covered in Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Before we go to break, I want to play this three-minute clip from... the news, young Pakistani's Bin Laden is a CIA creation. Good Morning America gets more than it bargained for in a feature on young people in Pakistan. And then the person that edited this video together, you'll hear the audio, put it together with documents and statements and Bush making comments that just back up what we already knew, that it literally is just a completely staged event. He's a real person, a real asset of the government, Tim Osman, codename in the CIA. But used as the kind of fictitious boogeyman. Here it is.
Then a surprising assessment that shows the distance between our political cultures. When I asked about Osama bin Laden's latest audio tape, one of them answered with a question of her own.
Who is Osama bin Laden? Who? He's just a character created by America.
Well, actually, 98% of Pakistan would probably follow along the same line. They believe that Osama is basically a CIA agent who is working undercover to... put a bad image of Islam.
Really? Yeah. So that there is no Osama bin Laden.
A lot of them find it difficult to believe that such Muslims could actually exist.
We could all drive an hour from where we are right now and find many, many people who stand by what Osama bin Laden says in the spirit of Islam.
To be quite honest, that's a very marginalized section of Pakistani society. Islamic extremism that you find here did not really exist in Pakistan pre-9/11. Or pre the Musharraf government.
Really? Yeah. So that there is no Osama bin Laden.
That Osama is basically a CIA agent who is working undercover to put a bad image of Islam.
In an exclusive interview with Newsweek, the CIA field commander in Tora Bora during the invasion, Gary Burnson, broke his silence. He explained that his intelligence operatives had tracked bin Laden to Tora Bora.
Mr. Burnson feels so strongly about getting the story out and getting his book published that he actually resigned 2 years short of retirement from the CIA in order to publish his book.
At the time of this interview, he was required to speak through his attorney until the CIA cleared his book for publication.
At various points in time, they did have, to my understanding, definitive intelligence as to his general location within Tora Bora. I can't go into detail as to the actual sources of the intelligence and the collection methods because those remain classified. However, we had Osama bin Laden essentially cornered in Tora Bora, and for whatever reasons, we did not do what was necessary in order to ensure that he did not escape.
Of course we're after Saddam Hussein, bin Laden. He's isolated.
He's just a character created by America.
According to investigative reporter Seymour Hersh, the Bush administration with Saudi Arabia is secretly funding radical Sunni groups, some with ties to Al-Qaeda, to counter Shia groups backed by Iran.
A lot of them find it difficult to believe that such Muslims could actually exist.
There is also no evidence that bin Laden used the term Al-Qaeda to refer to the name of a group until after September the 11th, when he realized that this was the term the Americans had given him.
And by the way, it's important to add to this whole discussion the fact that, well, I'll cover when I get time on the other side, right here on the GCN radio network. The websites are truthnews.us, jonesreport.com, prisonplanet.tv, and infowars.net.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
Alone. Hi,
John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, let your children play.
All right, getting back to who Bin Laden is.
If you give this man a ride, sweet mama.
Pretty much everybody in the population knows that Bin Laden was one of the main sons of one of the wealthiest families in Saudi Arabia, the Bin Ladens, who go back over 80 years to being members of British intelligence, back from the days when the British came in and took over Saudi Arabia and created the country. And they would go out and just arm Bedouin tribes and have them go in and take over different cities and different sectors and then set up their own imperial system there. And the Bin Ladens, this is mainline history, have been servants of British intel ever since. The British set up what is Iraq today, Kuwait. They drew all the lines of what is the Middle East today. And then they had a public strategy in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s to radicalize Muslims because the Middle East and Central Asia was westernizing. People were wearing suits and ties. There was Western music on the radio. Women weren't, except in very rural areas, wearing the hoods over their heads. And that couldn't be allowed. Their presidents had been trained in the U.S. and in France and England. And it couldn't be put up with. So just as they had sent in the ragtag, Stone Age folks out in the desert to go in and take over the cities, they went into Iran, they went into Iraq, they went in to a whole score of nations, and they went and hired the most radical Muslims there were. And this is all public. And gave them the weapons to go in and undermine and destroy those countries and take them over. And it's the same thing today. And before 1979, Afghanistan was developing. Afghanistan was westernizing, though it was one of the more primitive countries. Massive Wahhabist funding had been brought in already by Saudi Arabia, a particular radical sect of the folks that are on the opposite side of the fence from the Shiites, the Sunni. And so they came into the nation and they radicalized them. Now it's been declassified. We already knew this. In 79, the U.S. under Carter started a covert campaign commanded by Zbigniew Brzezinski, National Security Advisor, to run attacks on the Russians in the nations north, several nations north of Afghanistan. When the Russians fought back and came into the country and occupied it, it was then the, quote, holy war. The jihad was, I'm not defending the Russians either, this geopolitical strategy. They were sent in, and after a, what, seven-plus year war, the Russians were driven from the country thanks to CIA advisors, Stinger missiles, and other weapons platforms, knocking out their different rotary type aircraft, their helicopters, and other small and light attack aircraft. So that's what happened. And then Pakistan, there's a coup in 99 that the U.S. funds. Our own government under Clinton and Bush helped give the nukes to them. Then Pervez Musharraf goes in and starts funding the radical Muslim groups. Pakistani intelligence literally runs the Taliban in the nation. That's mainstream news. Then suddenly all these people from Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and other nations, thousands of them come into the U.S. They're trained at U.S. military bases in every type of spying technique there is. They're given high-level security clearances. They're given terrorist cover names and stories. That gets in the State Department computers. When the State Department tries to block them going in and out of the U.S., they're told, no, these are CIA officers. They're here for anti-terror. I mean, that's all Toronto Star, Associated Press, Newsweek, Pensacola News Journal, San Jose Mercury News. I mean, it's in my films. Don't believe me. It's all hidden in plain view. This stuff all comes out and then gets clamped down. And then you talk about the 5,000 Iraqis brought in by Bush, 41, and then Clinton, who are involved in OKC, who also have national security clearances and are also designated as agents, and they're waiting in every U.S. city, folks. They get one order, one button's pushed, they're released. Okay, we'll talk about what that'll look like when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And then I'm going to continue to get into all the other news that I have here in front of me. Okay. For the next 5 minutes or so, we're going to be talking to Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts. The holidays are coming up. They're here. And I have given, I know, more than 10 Big Berkey and Black Berkey element systems to friends and family. I use it in my home. I use it in my office. I use it in the bathroom. You know, the kids get up at night so they don't drink out of the sink without going to the kitchen. Look, the water is filled with herbicides, pesticides, lead, mercury, arsenic. Go to the EPA's own websites and look at allowable toxins in the water. Once you've been drinking truly purified water, I don't even mean the bottled water crud. There's been a lot of reports on how bad that is. you know, just municipal water they put through some charcoal filters to make it taste better. When you've been drinking real purified water from a true purification system, it is unlike anything you've had before, and then you can't go back to drinking tap water. I just can't do it, even when there's ice cubes in it and lemon. Sometimes I'm out of town and may drink a glass of tap water, and it just tastes horrible, especially if you live in these big cities, places like Houston, Texas, with all the refineries and all the cars and all the runoff, not to mention the sodium and stannous fluoride they're putting in the water, which has been proven to be very, very bad for your body, your bones. So the holidays are here, and they've got some holiday specials that they're running right now. And if you haven't gotten a high-quality filtration system, by the way, you're getting wholesale prices from them. You know, a $350 unit's like $240. A $200 unit from New Millennium would be like $275 at a camping supply store or preparedness outfit. You're going right to the manufacturer of the American Berkey line and right to the national distributor of the British Berkey, and you're getting what distributors pay, who buy them by the hundreds in some cases. So it's another great deal for our audience, and I really do believe in it. Debbie, how are you doing?
Well, I have a little bit of a fog in my throat, but other than that, I'm doing great.
Everybody I know has either got allergies or got a cold right now.
Yeah, well, God is healing me. I'm almost better, thank you. Guess what? I have a really neat thing going with your customers who call in and say they're an Alex Jones listener. Not only do they get, like, if they order a Royal Berkey, this is a special on Royal Berkeys, if they order a Royal Berkey, they get the, you know, Berkey Sport bottle for saying they're an Alex Jones listener, or a base, or a bottle of potassium iodate, but from now until the end of the year, they get a second Sport Berkey, the generic label one. So not only do they get one, they get two. So that's really good. We wanted to encourage people to order the Royal Berkeys, so that's a good way to do it and get an extra, you know, extra holiday gift to give away to somebody.
Now, explain what a Royal Berkey is, and explain what the sports bottles are.
Okay. Well, a Royal Berkey is our stainless steel Berkey. They come in five sizes, and the Royal is really the best size, I think. It's the middle size. It holds 3 1/4 gallons and up to 4 filters. We're making this special available with just a 2-filter system, which is only $275 system, and you get one free gift with it normally. So you would get a second one if you order it between now and the first of the year. And what it has is the Black Berkey purification elements in it, which are the ones that take out the pathogenic bacteria, cyst, and sediment to a non-detectable level, the inorganic minerals to a non-detectable level, the VOCs to a non-detectable level, et cetera. So it's really a great size Berkey. Now, the Royal Berkey is 23 inches tall and 9.5 inches in diameter and holds 3 1/4 gallons. So, you know, when you have holiday company, you know, and things like that, you're not going to be likely to run out of
water. But then on the other end of that, you have the sports Berkey. How much does it hold?
The sport Berkeys hold 22 ounces, and they are the generic labeled ones. When people look at them on our website, they just don't have writing on them. But they're the same bottle and everything. And the same.
Well, I guess when I say sport Berkey, I mean travel Berkey.
It's the little travel Berkey, correct. And, it's the sport Berkey. It's the 22-ounce one. The travel Berkey is stainless steel, so
yes.
We need to start on that. But it's the sport Berkey, and it's for when you're on the go. You know, you can keep it in your car, you can put it in your purse.
Now, you've also got a deal on the sports bottles, which, again, just make the water safe. You can do 100-and-something refills of swamp water, 600-and-something of tap water. It reduces almost all of it, but you can't call it a purifier because an electron microscope can still find, not bacteria, it cuts all those out, but other things like chemicals. So it just massively reduces it. That's great for your business, great when you're at work, great whenever you're, of course, at the gym. Here is the number, ladies and gentlemen. Give Debbie a call, 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or berkeywater.com, and they ship it out to you UPS. When are you going to cut off orders? How late can you guarantee people's orders to where if they order, they get it before Christmas?
Well, we've been discussing that, and we're really hoping that we can get orders, especially, you know, Christmas is on Tuesday, the 25th. So if we have retail customers call in as late as, I would say, Tuesday, the 18th, if we have to, we can ship it third day air at just $10 extra, which is really not bad at all.
Okay, Debbie, let me give people the number. That's that's good. That's good news. 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or order at BerkeyWater.com and tell them Alex Jones sent you in the comment box and tell them which free gift they want. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, Alex.
You too, Debbie. Again, you can she can take your orders up until the 18th with regular shipping, get it days before Christmas, or if you pay $10 more, they can ship it to you three-day air. Let me give you that number, 888-803-4438. Or BerkeyWater.com. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to some of your calls. Let's have open phones, and then I'm going to get into Senate approval of a pact that with South America. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. Senate approval of Peru pact aids Bush free trade agenda. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Frank in New Jersey. Frank, you're on the air.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's in regards to this Anglo-American establishment thing that's been going on. I guess you're quite aware of the international, the Royal International, International Affairs.
The Royal Institute of International Affairs.
Yeah, well, they've been working in cahoots for since their inception. But here's a quote from Arnold Toynbee that was quoted back in 31 through the original source is the Trend for International Affairs Since the War, meaning World War One. Arnold Toynbee, it said, we are at present working discreetly with all our might to wrest this mysterious force called sovereignty out of the clutches of the local nation states of the world. All the time we are denying with our lips what we are doing with our hands. These people have no compulsion about lying. If it means to the end, they will do it. It's quite obvious what's been going on. Arnold Toynbee has been affiliated with Cecil Rhodes and his organization. You might try John 8:44. They are the father of the devil. They are liars from the beginning, murderers. So that would be the biblical reference.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, you read that quote, and I've seen that quote, and we actually had the publication it was originally made in, you know, decades and decades ago. I mean, Cecil Rhodes wrote best-selling books about how they were going to set up a global British empire and have fronts that did it. And this has now happened today, and the CFR has got hundreds of quotes out where they say they're going to lie to the public. I mean, this is what they do.
Well, it's just even with, like, someone like that has such a stellar view with this Winston Churchill. All his adult career, he was a Mason and a Druid. He precipitated the sinking of the Lusitania. He was involved with 215,000 British troops being killed in World War One at Gallipoli. My source is the Brotherhood of Darkness book, of course, and also Dennis Cuddy of NewsWithFuse.com is one of the best researchers out there. I sure wish you'd get Dennis on sometime.
Yeah, we've had Dennis on about 10 times.
I do know that if it wasn't for you guys getting the information out, just another thing, in 2 days we're going to be celebrating the Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you know about with Tyler Kent and trying to feed information to the Senate and the Congress back in before World War II about what was the secret decoded messages that he was deciphering for Franklin Roosevelt and Churchill. He was arrested in England. That source is there's another good source.
Sure, it's well known about the Pearl Harbor deal. Thank you for the call, Frank. Interesting points there. John in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, so last night we were at that straw poll in San Francisco. Did you hear about it?
Yes, I covered it right at the start of the show. San Francisco GOP canceled straw poll after Ron Paul supporters pour in from Lou Rockwell. Tell us about it.
I actually have the video of it. You know, the spirit of this Ron Paul campaign is just... I met a guy on the phone last night who spent the night adjusting the light levels and then compressing the video so so that we could all see it. It's on YouTube right now. If you just search for San Francisco Straw Poll, DEC4, December 4, you should be able to find it. And to add to the surrealism of the event, the woman who was running it was wearing a Santa hat throughout the whole time and proceeded to list a number of incomprehensible reasons as to why they couldn't conduct the straw poll, mainly so that we wouldn't offend the other guests who were going to lose.
Well, that's political correctness. Oh, we have to ban your speech. In fact, I have a mainstream article where a Santa was fired from a store because he was going, ho, 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 ho. People thought he was calling women whores. And, I mean, this is just political correctness, no free speech, just cops running around in black uniforms everywhere, tasering everyone.
I find it ironic that here we are, the Republican Party has been trying to export democracy, and we can't even run a straw poll.
They're complete and total New World Order shills, a lot of them. I mean, this country is run by a pack of an army of parasites, and they're not going to let us wrest control without a fight.
Alex, the interesting thing about it is that the woman, when you see this woman talking, I mean, she clearly is not a mover and shaker in the Republican Party. I mean, she was told to do this. And when you combine that with the irregularities, the Mitt Romney straw poll.
So she openly says, I mean, I know the Lou Rockwell reports this, but she openly says, well, since Ron Paul's going to win, that'll hurt other people's feelings. We're just not going to, I mean, that's the whole point of a straw poll, to see who wins.
Well, you are a lot more comprehensible than she was just now. Look, the video speaks for itself. Go to YouTube and check it out. I have an account on there. It's called I'm a Ron Paul Republican. Try searching it that way. But, I mean, when I get, if off air I can talk to one of your guys, when I get to my stop, I'll shoot you a link as soon as I can.
Are you cell phone calling me on Skype?
No, I'm cell phone calling you, but I am, but no, I mean, I'm using an iPhone.
No, it's just bad audio. Thank you for the call, sir. Yeah, send us the info. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
On Friday, you were talking about how hard it is to explain to people about McVeigh's role in Oklahoma City because they don't believe in mind control. Just remind them of what a group of rank amateurs was able to do to Patricia Hearst in a very short time.
That's right. They had her joining the Black Panther Party. No, it was the Sudanese Liberation Army.
Yeah,
they had her joining that and totally brainwashed in a matter of weeks. And then, of course, look at Jim Jones. Look at all these people.
Yeah, but everybody who is, you know, in their 40s by now remembers the Patricia Hearst thing. It was, we were like, hello, you saw in that bank robbery, you know. But a lot of people now are aware of the truth of 9/11. I think a lot of people now would be prepared to start listening to Oklahoma City Truth. A good concise.
Well, I mean, it's come out in mainstream papers that in depositions that they've got from Nichols that McVeigh said he worked for the U.S. government. We already knew that. We already knew, and it's come out now in documents via lawsuits, that the Southern Poverty Law Center was running the Elohim City training compound. I mean, it never ends. The FBI and the First World Trade Center started the group, cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, told them where to park it, gave them the detonators. Their own informant said, I thought this was a sting. I'm not going to be involved in the bombing. And they said, stand down. The bombing goes forward.
Yeah. You know, the election's in 11 months, and I don't think Hillary Clinton wants a populace who's well-informed on Oklahoma City Truth at that time. What do you think?
No, and we need to discredit her as well. We need to discredit both the political parties.
Yeah, right. I just was wondering if you guys could throw up a one-page flyer of Oklahoma City Truth for Dummies or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, how about you guys write it up, and if it's accurate, I'll post it.
Okay, well, I'm sure there's other people out there. Maybe you can get several possibilities and work up one out of the group of them.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. A lot we'd like to do. Who's up next here? Don in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I was just wondering if you've heard of the movie getting ready to come out, Charlie Wilson's War.
I have heard a little bit about it. I don't know the particulars.
It's a main.
Oh yeah, it's about the congressman going and creating the Taliban.
Was it a Taliban or Al Qaeda? I know it was the Mujahideen. Basically, everything that you said at the beginning of the broadcast about the how they funded Afghanistan to fight against the Soviets. That's the plot of the movie. And so everything that you're discussing is getting ready to be released as a mainstream movie. And I just want to.
And then people email me and say, I got it from a movie. Yeah.
Oh, it's absurd. What I was wondering is if originally it was a book. If you knew anything about Charlie Wilson, the congressman, and how he was an alcoholic, and how, you know, basically it was just a, it's now widely known. That's kind of my point. Is
well,
that
they're also implying that, because I read the synopsis of the film, at first I didn't register, that it's a big whitewash saying that he ran it all and he did it all.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that they're going to whitewash it in that way. But,
yeah, long before Wilson was sent by Reagan, it was going on with Jimmy Carter and Zbigniew Brzezinski. Brzezinski's written a best-selling book bragging about it all, how he ran the whole thing.
Wow.
An Operation Cyclone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, and Robert De Niro makes a Skull and Bones movie, and it's a big whitewash. I mean, it shows the devil worship and stuff, but it's still a whitewash. More of your call straight ahead. We got Pat Buchanan coming up later and Dr. Jerome Corsi.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy, your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
All right, back live here, ladies and gentlemen. We have a big guest coming up tomorrow. I'm just going to leave it at that. A big, big guest on the show tomorrow. And you'll definitely want to tune in for that on the Thursday edition, the 6th of December, 2007. It is the 5th of December, 2007. Today, I'm going to continue with open phones into the next hour. Then we are scheduled, and I don't know, I think I've interviewed him, I forget, is it 3 or 4 times over the years? He's always shown up, but it's a big guess. We'll see what happens. Patrick J. Buchanan is scheduled to be on with us in 30 minutes to talk about his new book, Day of Reckoning, How Hubris, Ideology, and Greed Are Tearing America Apart. As we continue to bring you the big guest with the important historical lens to basically see where our society is going and hopefully how we can save this constitutional republic. I'm not going to belabor this hour because I want to go back to your calls, Brendan in New York and others that are patiently holding. But my new documentary, Endgame, is my best work. And it's 2 hours, 20 minutes long with 40 minutes of extras. It covers the history of the global system, who the New World Order is, what they set up, the North American Union, how it's coming together, how they set up the EU, the Asian Union, the African Union, how they're all being integrated. And then the second half is eugenics and what makes them tick and how they really have a ideology of hatred of their fellow man and just an absolute greediness and selfishness taken to the penultimate end of mass extermination. It is a film everybody needs to see. And I'm asking you, if you do have Endgame, if you did buy the DVD or did download a high-quality copy at prisonplanet.tv, burn that sucker to disc. Give that to everybody you know. Or if you want to give nice stocking stuffers or Christmas is almost here, now is the time to order. If you order by the 16th, through the 16th, we can guarantee you'll get it days before Christmas, shipping it out to UPS. So get your orders in now. Don't be late. Get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and when you get it, you can get Endgame discounted when you get it with Loose Change Final Cut. We also have Endgame discounted with Dr. Corsi's book, Late Great USA. You need to be emissaries, ambassadors, diplomats for the cause of liberty and freedom and humanity and free humanity against the globalists by going out and taking Endgame. You can get Endgame as low as $10.95. When you get multiple copies, buy 4 or 5 copies, 10 copies, 20 copies, 100 copies, and give it to everybody you know and say, here's your present. It's a pretty wild film, pretty scary. Tell me what you think of it. It's a controversial documentary. You know, I wouldn't even push politics on them. I'd just come back and see what they think, see what they say. About half the people that see it will totally wake up. Another half will be undecided, but down the road, those seeds are planted. This stuff doesn't happen overnight, and I just want Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and Loose Change Final Cut to be seen. Both these films need to be seen. They're both available right now at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, and get your letters in the next few days so we get them in time to get it out to you. The letters need to happen in the next few days. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, we're going to come back after this quick 70-second break and go straight to your calls. Oh, and by the way, we have the Christmas special for PrisonPlanet.tv. 3 months free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.